When Daf Membov Amud Beis and Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Amud. The Gemara asked the Kasha, "Ola Rav Nachman the Oma Peiri Loi Ovdei Chalipin, my Ketzat." So the Mishnah is Messiahim Ketzet Hechlev Sher Bepora Echamer Besher. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, what's the Ketzat? According to Rav Nachman, the Peri Le'ovdi Chalipin. We had in the previous Tosfos, L'chodes HaMachlekes Rashi and Tosfos, the Kasha is, according to both Akimtis, Rashi holds that a Behime is also, has a Din Peri. So, Afilu, you learn Kol Hanishim, the Sefer is telling us the Peri of the Chalipin. According to Tosfos, Abahime is a Din Keli. So the whole Kasha of the Gemara and Rav Nachman was, if you hold Kol Hanaseh, that Medbeya of the Chalipin, so then the Sefer is telling us the Peri Nami of the Chalipin, it's talking about Bososhe. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara had a Kasha, according to Rav Nachman, that holds Peri of the Chalipin, my case, and what do we do with the Sefer Hechlev Sher Bepore, which is speaking about Peris. Ve'im Toima, Le Peris Rabbeinu Tam, look me Bechalipin, Shove Beshove. There's a Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos before brought down the Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos will later bring down the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, there are two Sidorim by Kinyan Chalipin. There's a Kinyan Suda, that we learn out Sholof Yishnaloi, and that there is a loche, that you need Naal Ein Midachin Eloi, according to Rav Nachman. Ba'afal Pikein, there's another Seder, Temura. Temura is an exchange of two chafetzim, and there is no din of keli. Temura, you don't need keli. Shove b'shove, you do not need a keli. So, Tosfos, so what is the problem over here? According to Rav Nachman, how do we learn Shan the Mishnah Ketzet Hechliv Shoyer Beporei Chamer Beshoyer? Peri Le'ovdi Chalipim, how does it work? Tosfos, what's the kasha? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Shove B'Shove, you don't need a keli. Peri is also enough. Kasha number one. Gam Reish Lakish, the Gemara is later, Reish Lakish cannot say Rav Nachman's Okimte that it's speaking about the Meisher Bepora, and it's going out Kinyan Kesef, and it's inside a Mursad Leishchicha, like Gosel Be Rabbonon. Reish Lakish can't say this because he holds that the Mashiach is kind of in the Torah. So the Gemara said, Reish Lakish al Kochoch has to hold like Rav Sheish is the Peri of the Chalip. So why do you have to say this? Maybe the Sefer is speaking about Shavah B'Shavah. Gam Reish Lakish amai al Kochoch ki Rav Sheish is for Leib. Look me b'Peri B'Shavah B'Shavah. V'yesh Loima. So Tosfos says, Ayesod, Dumye Dereshe, that this Ketzad has a similarity to the Reshe. The Chol Hanishim, if you learn the Kashas from Chol Hanishim also, according to Rashi, the Mayri Bechalip and Kli Bekli, Oy Chol Hanase, if you learn Chol Hanase, Laman Diyomad Madbeya Nase Chalipin. So the Reshe is Zichen not speaking about Shove Bishov. The Reshe is speaking about, you have a chalipin with a keli, and by a keli, you don't need shove b'shove. So it's speaking about the dava that you're kinda with, and the dava hanikne, they are not shove b'shove, and you don't need shove b'shove by a keli. is who had in safe at the Hechlev Sher Bepore Mayri Be'einan Shav. So the safe is also speaking about Dumya Dereisha. So what is Taisvus answering? So Taisvus is answering this Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam is only speaking about if the two, the Hachlofe, the Tmur is made Dvorim Shavim, they're more or less equal. But if the Reisha is speaking about Kalim, so by Kalim Yizikha don't need it should be Shavim Bishavim. Others Taina by Boyas, we found Boyas was Kaina the Sadais, who was with Shalaf Ishnal of Anoshala, the Reye, who gave an al, who was Kaina a tremendous amount of Sadis. A Kaili Zicha does not need Shavu B'Shavu. So the Reisha that's speaking about Kalim, if you hold not Bey and Nasach Litmans, it's a Kaili according to Taisavis. Or if Kol Hanishim, the Reish of Kol Hanishim, Taisus assumes is also speaking about Kalim. So the Reish is not Shavu B'Shavu. So Ketzet Hechlev Shoyer Bepor is also not speaking about Shavu B'Shavu. So it's not speaking about Shavu B'Shavu. So Memele, so the Maestro got Kashi, so if it's not Shavu B'Shavu, Peirele Yov De Chalip. Me. So that takes care of the Kashi and Rav Nachman. Umil, Laman da Omar ein matbeya nasa chalip. Now, when the sugya started, that kol anasa domim ba'acha means a matbeya. And we brought a raya from here, a mishnah da matbeya nasa chalip. So now, when the sotay says a problem, maybe we'll say pshat, that even though matbeye is not koine, but the Mishnah is speaking about shove b'shove. The Mishnah is speaking about shove b'shove. How is the sugya going? So Tois is asking a second kasha according to the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, we see that shove b'shove is not governed by Hilchis Nal, because Aperis also works by Shava B'Shavim. So it could very well be that even though Matbeye is not Nasa Chalitma, it's not Dumya Denal, Abu Shava B'Shavim will help. So now Taisei, this is the second Kasha under Rabbeinu Tam. Omiyu, Laman da Omar in Matbeye Nasa Chalitma, Leimotzi Lameima de B'Shava B'Shavim Yoyo, Im Kain, if you will say that Shava B'Shava helps, my porich mikol hanase domim ba'acha. When the sugya started, the sugya is the kash kol nase domim ba'acha, that's matbeye, the matbeye kibin shezoch hazen is chayim zeba chalipov. So Mal says, we see that what? That matbeye is koine. For Christus, maybe it's speaking about Shava B'Shava. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Umas nisim, we're going to soon have the next sugya, the Gemara brings a mishnah, the metaltalim koinim zes, that would speak about matbeyes, the maisi besomach, the matbeye nasa chalipin, dilma airi bishove bishove, olel nami, and in the previous beraisa, when the person went over to shulchani, And the Shulchani was kind of the Yafet Dinner at Trises, and the Gemara wanted to say he's kind of out Chalipim. And the Gemara said that the Zarayah that Matbeya Nasa Chalipim. For Taisvus, what's the Raya? Let us say that they're speaking about Shavu B'Shavu. Lel Nami, Amai Utzrech Lishnuye Bepreite Tais, it's speaking about as Nevatsurim. A Shavu B'Shavu, there it's Shavu B'Shavu, Taki Shavu B'Shavu. He lent him a Bedino Mois, and he's paying it back a dinner at Trises. The Mishum Trises Hayese Leimikri Eini Shavu B'Shavu. That was worth a little bit more, that doesn't make it Oish Shavu B'Shavu. Aleheicha Shamekech Shavu Kiflayim min ha-mois. Das doyme le-chalipe. So Taisva says something very interesting. Taisva says that Kozman, it's not kiflayim, that falls into the category of shavet b'shavet. So over there, when he purchased from the shulchanim, he sold Taisis to the shulchanim, yofadinah trisis, for mois bedinah, which is, this is zikha much, much less than the kiflayim. He's just giving him a trisis more. So zikha falls into the category of shavet b'shavet. Elavadai kro demiyata l'shove b'shove b'peiri osi v'loi l'matbeya. So now Tosfos is saying as follows. We have a posik nal. Nal is a miut, nal ein midiachin iloi. And from this word nal, according to Rav Nachman, we learn out that peiri loy of the chalipe. Then we have a posik tmura. And the Rabbeinu Tam was machadish, tmura is not governed by hilchus nal. Tmura is a different seder, and here you don't need a nal. And therefore the Rabbeinu Tam held, not a davar muskim, the Rabbeinu Tam held, that in the seder of tmura you do not need a nal. And filoperis are also good. So Tosfos is saying, according to Rav Nachman, it's not a hefkevelt. You're only marbe peiris. But matbeye, that means if I have tmura, which is a gilui, that a filo, it's not a nal, it's also good. The tmura is only coming to tell us you don't need a nal, peiri is good. But more than peiri, a matbeye, that I won't say. It won't be marbe matbeye also. I'll say the ribuy of tmura is only for peiri, and that's it. Matbeya won't be mal. Yeah. Vim taima, if Tosfos, lamandi oma, bein peiri, bein matbeya oisa chalipe, according to the man yoma Rav Sheshes. It holds peiri of the chalipim. And you also hold matbeya of the chalipim. If I count the Gemara, wanted to say that that's pshat the Mishnah, kolonasa domim is matbeya, peirinami of the chalipim. So there's a man the Yoma that holds the chalipim of Nal, a peiri is good and a matbeya is good. Is kro lemay also. So the ribuy of tmura, according to Rabbeinu Tam, tmura is a ribuy. So what are you marbe? So Tosfos, like is Oved Eitzes, so what are you marbe from tmura? Peiri is good, Bei is good, what are you marbe? So the Goyin Tzvi says, some say that's L'chayr Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos, we hear Tosfos is speaking about two things, and we could derive a third thing. Tosfos said, if you're peiri loy of the chalipim, so tmura is marbe peiri, and that's it. Not marbe matbe. That's what Tosfos said. Tmura comes only for peiri, and not for matbe. If we hold, it would seem, that's what the Goyin Tzvi says, if we hold that peiri of the chalipim, then we would be marbe matbeya. If we hold peiri umatbeya of the chalipin, so then Tosfos says, so what are you marbe from tmura? That is Tosfos kasha. Yeshloima the osa l'rabeis meruke. There's another thing which is not good, we're mamayit from now. Meruke is maybe a kli glolim, a kli garua. Oidav v'sheinim misuyim, heichadav v'shova b'shova, demetinelu l'kama miteiras chalip. So Tosfos says, then the ribuy will come for dav v'sheinim misuyim or kli meruke. So why is Tosfos if I hold matbeya of the chalipim? So Al-Kocho Chai assume that a Matbeye is not a Dover Shein in Mesuyim, it's of the Chalipin. So then I'll be Marva from Tmure, that Shove B'Shove helps by a Dover Shein in Mesuyim. Inami, Le-Levi, the Omar, Le-Kamon, Be-Kelev, Shal-Makne. According to Levi, that Chalipin only works Be-Kelev, Shal-Makne. The Makne gives a Keli to the Kaine, and to that the Kaine is Mekabel the Keli, so the Hanoah of the Kabbalah Sakaine, he's Makne to the Kaine, another Chayfetz. If you're Kelev Shal Makne, Kelev Shal Kaine never helps. The Makne has to give a Keli, and then the Hanoah that he derives from the Kabbalah Sakaine is Makne, whatever is Makne. So Taisu says, Inami Lalevi Doma Lakama Bekalev Shal Makne, Osi Kala Meima, the Imu Shava Bishava, Fila Bekalev Shal Kainamoil. So Taisu has, if you hold Matbei of the Chalipim, Peri of the Chalipim, so the Ribui of Temure, so Taisu has three Mahalchim, but the Ribui of Temure is Marbe. Either Klimaruke, Lavashayna Mesuyim, or Kalev Shal Kain according to Levi. The Gemara had asked, according to Rav Nachman, at Peri Loyovdi Chalipim, what does he do, how does he learn Pshat the Mishnah? So Rav Nachman said, Yesh Domim Shehin Kechalipim. We had Demei Shoyer Bepore. And we said the first Mahalach in Rashi is, this is also the Shita Saramban, that first he sold them a shir, and he owed him money for the shir. And then with the chayiv, that the loikeach owes the moicha, with that chayiv, the moicha wanted to buy a pore from the loikeach. So, yesh domim shein kechalipim. That means even though normally mois einam koinis, but this is a mois to loy shrichi, he sold him a share, and he owed him $200. And then he told him, you know, this is this $200 that you owe me from the lekichas hasher, and sell me a pore with this choiv that you owe me. And this is a musa to loy shrichi, and memela, so you can be kind of the pore with the mechilas hachoiv. Umakne lo b'mechilas hadomim. He's makne with the mechilas hadomim. That's the Marsha explains, Tamazoi, Mechilas Achayiv is a Milsa de Shriche. But such a case that someone sold, Reuben sold Shimon Asher, and he owes him money for the Asher, and now the Meicher Asher comes to him, this is the Mei Asher Bepore, you know, you owe me money for the purchase of a Asher, sell me a Pore with this Chayiv, this is a Milsa de la Shriche, and here Mois Achayiv. In fact, I says, but there's another problem. A chayiv is in koine. Avo gav doma b'kdushin ha-mekadish b'milve eina mekodeshes. A woman owes someone money, and he says, be mekodesh to me, that you won't have to pay me the money. So the din is eina mekodeshes. And the reason is because she's not giving her anything. She owes him the money. The money he gave her is hers now. Now she owes him the money, but that's not called he's giving her any, by saying you don't have to pay up, is not considered an asina sakasa. So memele ubemecha loikone. So also a mechila sachoiv is not koine by ishan, it's not koine by mecha. And here it says that we are koine de pora b'mechila sachoiv. And for Taisvis, Hainu ki kichoi kona hachayfetz b'moi shechayiv loy. That's dafke, if he was mekadesh, or he purchased the chayfetz b'moi shechayiv loy, that means he says, you owe me money. And for the money that you owe me, be makne mi aporem, that is not considered nesina sakesav, he's not giving him anything. He's just telling him, you don't have to pay me back. But he didn't give him anything for the pore. He's saying you don't have to pay back the chay. That's not called an asinus akes. Avol kitsha oikone bahanos mechilas milve. But what if he said, I'm not being mekadesh you or purchasing with the milve. How much is it worth for you that I should be meichel the milve? The hanor that you're deriving, that was meichel you the milve, that hanor is a market value. That hanor is worth a pruta, worth 10 prutas. So you can purchase something by nos mechilas milve. Hanor is called giving. If I mahane someone, it's called I'm giving him. Moyel k'may avach lo zimno. Avach lo zimno means I won't go over to loive, and I told him I'm going to extend the chayiv. So the hano that he derived from me that I'm extending the chayiv, that hano is worth money. And with that, you can be mekadosh an isha. Or v'adava alecha l'shiltein. Or I'll go over to isha and I'll say, I'll speak to the shiltein in your favor. So memele, so all these are called a hano mechodeshes. It's called I being mahanayu. I spoke for you to the shiltein. And hano mechodeshes is a shame kesef and could be kind. That is more or less the end of the sugi of kol anishim, kol anasedomim. Zakte Gemara weiter. Tanan, we're around 13 lines from the bottom. Tanan, kol hametaltalim koinin ze eze. We learned our Mishnah, all metaltalim, our Mishnah we learned, kol hametaltalim koinin ze eze. Va'omar eish lokish va'filu kis molei mois bekis molei mois. Reish Lakish said pshat in our Mishnah that there were two people, each one had a kis mole mois, and Reuven gives Shimon Reuven's kis mole mois, and Shimon is maknim his mois. So with the Meshiche that Shimon is koine the kis of Reuven, he's maknim his kis mole mois. So now we have a tremendous problem over here. We have a problem. Mois einem koines. So can't work out skinny kesef. So it has to work out skinny chalipin. So you see from here that matbei and nasa chalipin, that's pshat in the Gemara's kash. Znachmo. Kolam etaltum koinim zeze. Vomar ish lokish. What does kolam etaltum come to include? Afilu kis molei mois, bekis molei mois. Istirgimo rav acher bedina anke va'anigre. We're talking about a kis molei mois, but this mois are dinrim anke va'anigre. What's these dinrim anke va'anigre? Echot sheposlosai malches, ve'echot sheposlosai medine. So we'll see soon in Rashi, but just to know Teichwelt and to finish the Gemara, we'll explain now what these two cases are. There's sometimes a case, poslosai malches, that means the malches gave out a coin, and then they passed this coin. That's a Taich Poslosei Malchus. And that was the whole sugya that we had Matbeila in Asa Chalipin, because Taita Tzrosa, Avida, the bottle, the Malchus passes it. It seems that was Adova Shriach, the Malchus used to passel certain tzuras. That's a Taich Poslosei Malchus. Now, it is very interesting, this case of Poslosei Malchus, what meant that if you go legally to a bank, you go into a store, this money is not accepted anymore. Poslosei malchus. But there was a black market that they used to handle with these coins. State says that you could not handle the goli, but there was a black market that handled with these coins of poslosei malchus. soon come and see what it's negatos. That's a tight postlose malchus. The malchus patzled it. Begola, you can't handle with it. But Pitsina, there's a whole market of dealers that handle with this mice. There's a second case, poslose medine. Poslose medine means as follows. It means the malchus said, we have a malchus of Achashverosh, Mei Veeschim, and Mei Medine, yes. He has a lot of Medinas. And one Medina, for some reason, does not want to use this Matbeah. That means, it's out the government, halachically, this is a good Matbeah. Should be accepted in all stores and all banks. But Poslosa, this Medina, for some reason, does not like the Tzure on the Matbeah, and they will not use this Matbeah. That's the Taich Poslosa Medina. Mm-hmm. Now, this case of Poslosa Medina, there's no black market. That means the government said it's a good coin, but no one uses it. Somehow the Medina has something against this Tzure, and it's not used, period. It's not used. But Leidach Gise, that's this Medina. But there's other Medinas that the Melech has, and the other Medinas, it's Sheitzi Beheitzo. So we have two types of Matbeis that were Nifsal. Type number one is Poslosei Malchus. The Malchus passed the Matbeis, which means that legally, it is not accepted as currency, but the black market does business with it. And then there's Poslosa Medina, which legally it's a valid coin, but the Medina will not accept it, but it's good in all other Medina is Hamelot. We have two cases of Matbeyes Psulots. Now, Tilgimo Ravacher Medina Anke Vanigre, Echot sheposlose malchus, vechot sheposlose medina tzricha. Di yashmina poslose malchus, mishum deleisagi klal. Poslose malchus is as far as to say, it's not yaitzi be yaitzo. Asume meilu said that does never shame at bay. Avo poslose medina de sagile bimdina achiti. That means this is a good coin. It's yaitzi bimdina achiti. Hey, makati matbeyu. So this is a shame matbeyu. Vein matbeyu nikna b'chalit. V'yashmin em poslos em edine, mishum d'lei sagi lei lei betzina lei befahesye. Avo poslos em malchus de sagi lei betzina, hey, makati ki matbeyu, matbeyu, vein matbeyu nikna b'chalitim, tzrihe. Now, let us see Rashi, then I'd like a little to elaborate on this Gemara. So, Rashi. Vafilu kismo leimoyz. Bar kochoch bachalipen koma. It says in the Mishnah, kolom etaltlim koinen zezeh. So, kochoch, it means bachalipen. De ibe teures domim, moiz leikonu. So, shmamino matbeye nasa chalipen, benikne bachalipen. And that's what Reish Lakish said. It's speaking about kis mole mois, be kis mole mois. So we're encountering the problem of matbeya, and it seems matbeya nasa v'nikne b'chalit. Tilgimo rav ache b'sheshteyem mois psulois. So rav ache said we're speaking about that both of them are mois psulois. Tahavale kisham etaltali. So it's not like a matbeya, it's like all metaltim. Machli kis mole dinre anikoim, bekis mole shel dinrim anigra. Echemen poslose malchus, vechemen poslose medina. Abmelech gozar shelo yoitziu. What's the taich poslose malchus? There was a law that they should not use this coin. Ubenay medina loikrenay say batznaya, but the black market is used. Ve'echmen poslosay medina, b'day medina sonuhu, and they do not use it. Avol Hamelach leitzibo. There was no tzivi Hamelach not to use it. Matzin oisei b'sham adinas Hamelach. So now the Gemara makes a tzriches. If it would say poslosi medina leisagi klal, loshin hiluchu. It's not yaitzi at all. Now, let us just understand this Gemara, which l'davoini, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, we have here a Mishnah that says that hechlif kis mole mois bekis mole mois and yekoina, kolam ataldum koinin zeze. It's not sakash, if you're not bailey of the chalipin, how's it good? Not of the, it's not nikne, so how's it good? So Mo says, we're not talking about a good matbeya. A good matbeya is not apostle. Why is a good matbeya apostle? Because taita tsurosa, tsurosa, vida de botla. A good matbeya is apostle. You can't make chalipin. Here we're talking about apostle matbeya. Apostle matbeya, apostle matbeya doesn't have a chasaran of matbeya. It's apostle matbeya. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. So far, so good. But then the Gemara makes a tzriches. The Gemara said, one case is speaking about poslosei malchus. Poslosei malchus, I would think, it's a chiddush. Why? I would think, poslosei malchus is, even though the malchus does the puzzle did, but it's Yetze by Chobe Hetznech, I mean, there's a black market. So I would think that it's called a Madbeya, and it would be possible, because a Madbeya is possible. Kamash Malam, that no, you don't reckon with the black market. Fine. Ashak Lebetalia. So the Davoini, I don't understand. Why is a Madbeya possible? Madbeya is possible because Daita Tsurosa, but Tsurosa Avide the Bottle. Here we're talking about that the Malchus was a mavatel, the tzura. It's bottle. You go. The black market is using it, not because the tzura is good. The tzura is bottle. You can't hear this. Matbeya is not yoytzi beitzo. The Malchus parceled it. The black market is using it. Tal the tzura. So the Malchus says, oh, I would have a havamina. It should be possible because it's yoytzi beitzo. Kamash Malon, that it's kosher. The whole reason Amad Bey is possible is because Daita Tzorosa, but Tzorosa vide the botlo. Here there's no Daita Tzorosa, because Poslos ay Malchus. A villa of the black market uses it. The black market uses it not because of the Tzore, because the Malchus passed the Tzore. The black market does business with this coin without the Tzore. So why should a matbeya be possible for chalipin? The whole reason is because daita tzurosa, tzurosa, we did the bottle. Number one, here there's no daita tzurosa because the malchus passed the tzura. Number two, what's the avida the bottle? It's bottle already. What the havamina would I have? Oh, the black market uses it. The black market is leimala leimoyrit to make a psul chalipin. Perhaps we could say, we see that there is a concept of poslosoi medine. That means even though the tzura is good legally, it should be accepted in all places, but the medina will not accept it. There's a poslosoi medine. So maybe by poslosoi malchus, so even though now the black market is still using it, but maybe we're afraid, maybe the medina will also parcel it and the black market will stop using it. So there's still such a concept of daite atzurosa tzurosa vide the bottle. That means the black market accepted this tzure and maybe the black market eventually will parcel the tzure. That's one horror. A component, maybe this is a shtikl teretz. A second horror I had, poslosei malchus. Poslosei malchus, poslosei medina. Poslosei medina means it's a kosher matbeya. You go, the government accepts this matbeya, it's accepted in all banks. You'll go any place, no one will accept it. Poslosei medina, that means the medina will not accept this coin. Even though the Lord says it's a good coin, Medina will not accept this coin. The Malchus.
The law.
What?
The You just contradicted yourself.
No, no.
Medina is the law.
That's right. That's it. The Medina says it's... No, the Medina is the people who live in the Medina. Not the government.
Common people don't want to accept the government's
that's
money?
Right, that's right. The common people have something something against the Tzura. The common people have something against
the
Tzura.
That was the shekel in the Arab marketplace a couple of years ago.
So I'll compare them. Here we have over here that the government said it's a good coin, but the people will not accept this coin because they have something against the tzula. Fine. So paslos in Medina, the people will not use it. So the Gemara says, but push it. No, must it's a chiddush. This Medina, they don't accept it. But there's 120 Medinas of the Melech. And you go in any other Medina, it's Yates in all other Medinas. That means in Texas, for some reason, this coin is not accepted. Fine. In Texas, they have something against this coin. Fine. But you go to California, no problem. In California, it's a... So whoever goes to California... So now I have a coin that in Texas, no one will accept this coin. Fine. No one will accept the coin. Fine. About it. But if I want to go to California, you take the coin with you in California. You need money. This coin is in California. If I have this coin in Texas, I'm not going to throw away in the garbage. The coin is, if you go to California, you need money. You use these. These coins are used. So I don't understand. So why doesn't apply daita tzurosa b'tzurosa b'didabotlo? It has a tzure. The government accepts this tzura, and forget that's when you go to California, you're gonna take these coins. That's what they use in California. The whole United States they use it, besides Texas. Texas is, they have something against the tzura. So why isn't there a chason of matbeyovi? It's ichidaita tzurosa. That means the tzura is marshiv the matbeya. You go to California, you go to Kentucky, wherever you go. The this coin is accepted. So it's daita tzorosa. Then we have the problem tzorosa be the bottle. So vos geit meron that over here, no one will accept it. So loses the chason of matbeya. So these two things I didn't understand. But let us go further. We're starting a new sugya. A difficult sugya. Zok the gemara weiter. Omar rabbe. Omar Ravune, Mechir li be'elu kone, v'yesh loy olav eino. Let us see Rashi. Mechir li be'elu. Next to the bottom line in Rashi. Mechir li be'elu. Ochas b'yodai mois. A person held in his hands a wad of money. He had a whole bunch of money in his hands, $20 bills. Va'omar lechaveri, mechir li chefet shaloch, be'elu shebiyodi. This money, I sell me your behemoth for this money. Right? V'lehikpid lishel kamahem. He sees a lot of money. He didn't count it. He didn't ask how much money is it. He just waves in front of his eyes this money, and he said, sell me your animal with this money. The kiblo miyad lekeach, a deal. He gives him the money. Kona lekeach achefetz b'moyis halolu, v'nechemem yochel lachs. Fine. Halocha. The reason of the halocha, to be seen. But al kaponim, here it says halocha, he told him, mecholi be'elu kona. Now, we know Moisenim Koinus. We have a problem here, but Al Kaponim, here it says, Mecholi Be'elu Koinus. V'yesh Loi Olav Eino. And Potabi Eino, that means after it's sold, and now he bought the Behemoth, now he starts counting the money, and he sees that the money was a sixth less than it's the market price. See, was shipped a six. Says, I didn't know. He goes over to him. You owe me more money. It's kone. The deal is Vil is, yeah. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Kone afal gav de loy moshach. The kivin de loy kopid, kone. Since he wasn't makpid, kone. De chi chalipin domu. This is like chalipin. This is like chalipin. V'yesh loy olav ano. The mecholi be'elu komale. There's a no, because he told him mecholi be'elu. Now, the Gemara says that we have to understand there's a problem over here, but let us just try to understand what the Gemara is saying. We have a klal mois einem kindness. Fine. Over here, he gave him money. Gave him money, and lemaise is kaine. The Gemara says, why is he kaine? The kivin the leikopit kaine. He wasn't makpit. The chi chalipen dami. It's like chalipen. Whatever this means, it's a davos also. Fine. V'yesh le'olaveino, the mecholi be'elu koma. So let us see Rashi. V'yesh le'chaveire olav dineino, im ein b'mois k'dei d'mei ha'chefetz, shepichsa ishtus. That means the money that he gave is a sixth less than the market value. So there's a din I know. Yes, to give him back a six, pay back a six. Kechalipim domi, olakame poch, vein mabei nasa chalipim. What's pshat? Chalipim domi. The mecholi koma, loshen memka, voloi loshen chalipim. Now, let us just learn this Rashi. The Poshe Pshat in Rashi is nothing, as I weiss to is from the Chedushe Aram. Now, at the present time, that Be'etzim, this is the Zichr Rishonim hold like this, and the Ransas Rashi also holds like this, that Be'etzim, by Chalipin, there's no Dineino. By Chalipin, there's no Dineino. And others say pshat, it is a posik, because the posik of Eino says v'chisim kru memker l'amisech l'isaynu ishis amis. So there, the love of Eino is was said by memker. This is chalipin. That's you learn chumash. If you learn lamdis, so there's a lamdis to it also. Because mekech and memkar, the transaction is payment. Why is he selling it? He's not selling it for a person that has a store and he's selling oranges. Why is he selling the oranges? He wants people to eat oranges. He wants to make money. So the whole purpose of the transaction is to make money. And that is a gzeiris hakosev, so we have to make sure you shouldn't be cheated. You shouldn't, if the whole, that's the, even though you didn't know, that's the chiddush of the parsha Vayino. If you were undercharged, you didn't know. Let's talk about Nesana Moicha for a minute. If you were undercharged, there's a parsha Vayino. That's called you were stolen. This whole transaction was made for the purpose of making money, and you were cheated. You were undercharged. It was a shtus. That's a lumdus of, that's memke. That's, the transaction is to acquire shavis. Chalipin is an exchange of chafetzim. Reuven has a poros, Shimon has a chamor. So there, the tachlis of the transaction is that Shimon doesn't need a por anymore, he needs a chamor. Here I need a por. That's what. So the transaction is of chafetzim. So there's a lumdis. If the whole transaction is sold, it's worth a little less, a little more. That's irrelevant. The transaction was not made to acquire monetary values. The transaction was made because he needs a chamor, he needs a porah. That's the purpose of the transaction. So the pansha of Aino was not fed by chalipin. So that means if you want, you can learn Chumash, Chisim, Kamimka, it says by Memka, a truk in Exeris HaKosev, and if you want, you could be Moisev. It's not a truk in Exeris HaKosev, it's not a Poradum, there's a Lumdus to it. By Memka, that it's a transaction for Shavius, so the Shavius has to be more or less an accurate Shavius, or else that's considered Xela. By Chalipin, we don't, the Shavius, since that's not the criteria of the transaction, there's no parsha we know. Now, so now let us look at the memra, Omar Rabba, Omar Ravune. Rabba Ravune said, Mecholi Ve'elu. Now he made a kugel over here. This person, this transaction, he made a sort of a kugel. He had a bunch of money, not counting the money. Cholei be'elu. So the Gemara says, "Kivin the loy kopit." The one talking about how much money. He didn't even ask. How much money? Let's speak about that. So kivin the loy kopit. Here it seems it's like chalipin. If he doesn't ask how much money there is, so it seems that the transaction.